Hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. All right, now it is the season of the woman. James Brown said it best. It's a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. So I am going to give all of my sisters the checklist for life, the womanhood financial checklist for life. You know, there are some things that you have to do, you have to put in place if you are going to survive on this earth and if you are going to thrive on this earth. And I want to share with you what those things are. I'm not trying to excommunicate the fellas. This is not anything against men. This is just for my sisters. These are the things that you tell your daughters. I have three daughters. One has graduated from college. Two are graduating from college. And they have made some decisions in their lives. And a couple of those decisions, I said, you can't do that. As a woman, always have to have options. Okay. You always got to have some options. And they agreed. And the people around them agreed. So I'm going to tell you a few things that I think you need to know. Now, I'm just going to start out by saying this. When it comes to money, I do not believe in hiding anything. When it comes to money, I do not believe in hiding. Okay? Grandma B told me, what's yours is yours and what's his is yours. That's what she told me. That's how kind of how that generation came up, where they would have a little stash of money on the side that nobody knew about. But grandma had not, at that point, she had not had nobody for 70 years. So I was not listening to her. I wanted to listen to my heart. And I still believe that you do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that is still in your money and your finances. Ladies, you can have your own account. You can have your own money on the side. And guess what? You can be clear that it is your money on the side. You don't have to hide it. You don't have to sneak around to make it work for you. You don't have to do that. You can tell the truth and say, I've got another account. I've got several accounts that are, you know, tucked away somewhere. But guess what? They are all in my estate plan. And my husband has access to my estate plan. They are all on one sheet of paper so that if something were to happen to me or whatever, and it doesn't have to be death. It could be, I forgot. Anything, you know, I could be in a hospital ill and there could be some money somewhere sitting in an account that we could use that would not interrupt our daily expenses. So ladies, if you got another account, your other account, another account, whatever it is, you do not have to hide that. But I do suggest you have one. All right. Okay, ladies, establish an account that is on the side that you have access to in the case of some severe emergency, some major life event, and or some, basically something happening in the world. The world is crazy right now. I've been telling everybody, I hope you got a block of cash in your house, okay? Keep you some cash in your pocket because we don't know what is happening with all of the stuff that's happening around the world. With phones getting hacked, bank accounts, companies, war is happening. You need some cash in your household. Now, I recommend for everybody that it is at least $1,000. That's number two, okay? Keep some cash, all right? Number one is have that other account, another account, but don't hide it from your maid. Don't hide it. Let it be in plain sight. But it's the other account. And guess what? Nobody can get that money unless you say so. It's okay for you to have something separate for yourself and for you to tell people, this is mine. It's mine, not mine's. It's one of my pet peeves when I see people on social media about mine's. No, mine's will blow up. This is mine, M-I-N-E, mine. It belongs to me and I have control over it. So that's a good thing to do. Number two is keep some cash. Keep cash, okay? I'm recommending that it's at least $1,000. $1,000. So for everybody, unfortunately, The studies tell us that most Americans, African Americans, do not have an emergency fund with $1,000 in it. All right? So I'm going to tell you, I want you to keep $1,000 somewhere in your house that you do not spend. Do not go buy any pizza with that money. Do not take your kids shopping. Do not go buy a new outfit for the anniversary at church. Don't do anything with that money, okay? Keep it to the side in cash, just in case you have to get in your car and go somewhere, all right? And the credit card machines aren't working, the debit cards aren't working, and everything is down, keep some cash. Now, what I actually recommend for most people, I'm going to say 1,000, but I do recommend for most people at least $2,500. Now, I have colleagues and friends, they say they keep $10,000 cash. I'm not doing that. Don't even try to come rob me, okay? I'm going to tell y'all right now. You ain't going to get much, okay? I think $10,000, depending on your lifestyle and how you roll. Okay, fine. I guess so. But for me, it's $1,000 is the minimum and $2,500 is where I recommend. That's the number that I recommend. You can get a hotel for several nights. You can buy food. You can buy some clothing. You can do what you need to do for a couple of days or more if you have at least that amount of money. Okay, that's number two. Number three, this is the women's checklist for life, the financial checklist for life. And this is to keep you standing up in case things turn upside down. Okay, keep things standing up in case things turn upside down. I want you to keep your checklist of things that you own so that you can have them prepared and ready for your prenuptial agreement. Because if you get married, you need a prenup. It's business. That's not personal. All right. Now, my husband and I, we got together when we were so young, we didn't have anything. So I didn't have a prenup. I had nothing to put on the list. Okay. But if you are growing up, have grown up, you have achieved some things, acquired some things, then you want to keep the list of things that you own that you are going to add to your prenuptial agreement. You don't want to have to think about it. You want to know what those things are. The harvest is here and the time is now.
Give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits. Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University is giving 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program. The Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program will give you 2 full years of unlimited access to all of Lynn's online classes, books, boot camps, master classes, and webinars. So, give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits with 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program, available on LynnRichardson.com.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today.
So what is the action of the hour and the word of the day? The action of the hour is to actually go and start putting your checklist together, okay? Even if you, if all you do is get out your pen and paper and your journal and you write what I just said down, then do that and then start working on the list and check things off as you go. The word of the day is plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. So as you are preparing your checklist, if you find that you need assistance, don't hesitate to reach out to me or whomever. You know, you can reach me at asklynn.org and let's do this thing. Okay. Let's plan to win. Ladies, let's do it. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. Yep, this is the season of the woman, and James Brown said it best. He said, it's a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. And you have to know, I know all of the James Brown songs. Everyone, baby, the Big Payback, Hot Pants, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, all of them. And I know that he says this. And so today, I have with me my colleague, sister, and soror. We have been rolling on this path towards financial freedom and helping people along this journey for quite a long time. And she is a master financial coach, which means she has knowledge of every area of the financial business, and she can guide you in the direction. She's not going to tell you what to do. She can guide you, and then you can go to your insurance professional or your mortgage professional or your real estate professional, but she's going to give you the eyes. She's the eyes that you need to see what is good and what isn't, and she's going to teach you and train you. Virgie, thank you so much for joining me here on the Millionaires Roundtable.
Lynn, hello. How are you? And happy Sisterhood Month to you.
Yes. You happy, happy.
All sisters.
Yes. And you know, I say every month is Sisterhood Month. So
yes.
I don't care if what month it is, if it's October, if it's December, because it is never too late to celebrate sisterhood. As a matter of fact, it's like Black History. Black History is all the time. You're going to hear me talk about Black History in July, August, September, and October, May, June, doesn't matter. I'm going to always talk about it. So, yes, thank you so much. So, Virgie, let's just start off here because our friendship and sisterhood is unique. We're talking about the woman's financial checklist, basically the things that every woman needs to know, needs to have. But you and I came together right around the time that I was breaking down and blowing up. You know, I left Chase, but then I was starting to work with Russell Simmons, and I had a national initiative with the sorority, and it was extremely successful. And our chapter even won some national awards. I spoke at the plenary session in 2008, and you and I came together. But let me tell you, what made you want to partner with this mission?
This mission is universal. No matter where you live, no matter what your status economically is, you can use these principles. Your principles are timeless, and you can be successful as long as you do the hard work. You know, that's our thing. Hard
yes, work. Baby. Hard work. Dun, 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 dun. Yes.
You have to be able to let yourself be vulnerable to it, follow it, and just do the work. And your principles are not difficult. You break it down so well. And it's funny, but it's fun also to see the money grow. But you got to stay consistent. So that's why it was easy to follow. You broke it down so nicely, and you're funny. You're a joy to be around. So
you made it. Oh, thank you so much. That's when I'm not hangry, acting a fool on people. But yeah, I do it for good reason. You know, I try to whip everybody into shape because I care. I told somebody the other day, I said, if I did not fuss, it would be because I don't care. If I'm fussing, it's because I care. And we got a student right now, one of the students, you are grading her work, and she doesn't want to answer no questions. Bae, I'm about to call her. Y'all going to have to hold me back. I'm going to call her. Okay?
I try to protect the students from all of that. But no. I try to protect them. But sometimes it's necessary. And if they're serious,
yeah,
this is what I found out. If they're serious, they won't take it as a yelling or screaming session. They'll take it to heart. They'll sit back, as we all should do, and assess
where we are
in this mission for ourselves and on this journey.
Yeah, because you came here because you don't have any money. You confused, helpless, and crazy. You don't know what you're doing. We got the answers, but there are rules. There are rules and there are tools. So, you know, I think that, but you know what? I get it because, and you know, let me tell you why I call them. Because somebody had to call me and shake me out of my dumbness. That's just what it was. Someone had to call me and say, Lynn Richardson, get it together. Get it together. because I tried every trick in the book. I tried to hide and run and blame everybody else for my problems. And somebody had to shake me. Somebody had to say something to me that changed my life. And that is what it did. So we're talking about the woman's financial checklist for life, the everything that every woman needs. I say you need another account. That was number one. Don't hide it. Do not try to hide the account from your mate. That old school stuff of you got some money on the side that nobody knows about and you hid it all. I don't believe that, because I wouldn't want my husband hiding anything from me. So I don't believe in hiding anything. But I do have another account. It's over here. It's on the list of my assets, and it's mine, period. It belongs to me. Nobody else can have any of this. And I remember Virgie, when we were about to move into the house, I wanted a Four Seasons bed in my bedroom.
Yes, I remember that story.
And now, girl, I had researched the bed. The mattress was $5,000. I was like, okay, I got some money over here that nobody knows about. Like, it's because I have money that goes into this account every Friday, period, like clockwork. So I had some money over there. I was like, well, I could buy this mattress because it's money nobody's even thinking about. Girl, please. I couldn't buy that mattress not for no $5,000. I went and got five mattresses for $5,000.
Amen.
Yes. So that other account, you can do what you want to do with it. But I still think at the end of the day, your senses are going to kick in and you're going to do the thing that is right and that is righteous. I say keep some cash. $1,000, $2,500 is the ideal amount. Have your assets prepared for your prenup. So if you are a woman and you are not married yet, you might get married, and just keep a list of assets that need to go into your prenup. Your business, your cash accounts, your retirement, your intellectual property, your trademarks, your patents, anything. The books that you've written, those things belong to you. And if something happens in that relationship, you don't have to share that with anybody. Okay, because you came here into the relationship with those things. And so my husband and I started out together with nothing. So I didn't have a prenup, but I do recommend it for most people. What are your thoughts about that, Virgie?
You know, I don't think we ever think about a prenup from the woman's perspective. But as we are now independent, we have our own, like you said, assets. We have homes, we have cars, we have the intellectual property is always popping up in the news. The latest being with one of my favorite groups, The Time and Morris Day, and the estate of Prince is telling them that that's so wild for me. So yes,
The estate of Prince told them what?
Prince's estate told Morris Day and The Time recently in the last week that they could not use their name anymore.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
So I think they're in talks. I think people have reached out to these people that are running the estate and trying to work with them, because the last news I heard was that they were considering something. So
hold on to that thought. That is huge. That somebody who ain't even here, the estate is reaching out saying you cannot use your name that you have used for the past 50 years. The harvest is here and the time is now.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. The harvest is here and the time is now. This is the woman's financial checklist. This is the checklist for life that you need, your financial checklist, everything that you need. We're still on number three, but we're talking about assets for a prenup, which is now your name. Do you have a name? Did your boo name you Sugar Plum or something? I don't know. But we know that Tina Turner, when she left that man who was beating on her, she needed her name. He named her that. And so she wanted her name. And so even having your name, you owning it is so important. So Virgie, so they found out from the estate, The Time, that Prince's estate did not say that they could no longer use the name.
because he named them that. So he named all of them. He named Apollonia, Vanity Six, probably Sheila E., so many of them.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, he said that, you know, they did it together. That was, you know, they were boys. They helped each other. He was a very instrumental in the success of Prince at that time. They
yeah.
worked together and they broke off. They did. You know, they had their own group, and Prince wrote many of their songs collectively. They did things together, and he's been since the unfortunate passing of my friend.
I know you. That's your friend in your head.
Yeah, my head, girl. I dropped after Teddy Pendergrass had his little faux pas. I changed to Prince. I'm in love with Michael at seven. So So that was my man. That was my man.
Yeah, well, Prince was my man for real. Everybody could just, you know, sit down. I had Prince posters all over my wall, every single where in my room. And when there was no more room on the walls, I put him on the ceiling. He was on the ceiling. He covered the whole ceiling and all the walls. I have the Prince book I've written. I have every Prince, everything that was ever created. And then... anytime somebody comes to my house and we get into an argument about who loves Prince the most, I tell them, listen, I know all the Prince songs, even the ones y'all don't like because y'all got mad at him because he called himself a symbol.
He had to do what he had to do at the time. My argument is always, no matter if you like Prince himself, the man, you have to respect his music. His music was phenomenal.
Epic. Yeah, one time. And so I know songs like The Question of You, Joy and Repetition. Like everybody knows Let's Go Crazy and 1999 and International Lover and Kiss. But I know those songs that, you know, did not make the list.
And, I enjoyed some of the music that he wrote, that he released on Emancipation. And when he was Gold, The Gold Experience is one of my favorite.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he lost me during that time. I was like, okay, Prince, you done lost me.
There's one song, 319, and then we're going to let that go right there.
319? Okay, so I have to go. Every ladies, go listen to 319. Yes, we're talking about the woman's checklist for life, and we're talking about the assets that go into your prenuptial agreement. And some of it might be poems that you wrote. It might be songs that you created. It might be books that you have written. It might be, you know, things that you own. And so your intellectual property certainly is an asset that you need to protect. Number four on the checklist. And Virgie, please jump in here anytime and share with us some things that you think need to be on the checklist, the financial checklist that every woman should have. I think every single woman should have an American Express card. Every person should have an American Express. It is not a credit card. It is a charge card. So it is designed for you to charge the things that you were going to pay cash for anyway. And then you pay it off at the end of the month. Let me tell you why an American Express card is what I consider an essential tool. One, your American Express earns points every time you use them. I was just having a conversation with another beautiful sister, Takesha. She's a part of the First Ladies of Financial Freedom. And we got a lot of travel happening. We're going to D.C. We're doing this. We're doing that. And she went in and looked at her American Express points. She had 198,000 points. I said, this is what I'm talking about. You can use 15,000 points, get you a flight. You can use 8,000 points, get you a hotel. American Express has the most robust travel points program on the globe. On the globe. So here's what happens when you use your American Express. So I have my American Express, and I have one for my LLC, and I also have one for my S Corp. I think every company, if you have a business, you can get it. And now they are allowing single member LLCs to get an American Express card. You use the card and you pay for things and you then pay it off at the end of the month. Well, when I'm getting ready to travel, Virgie, mm-hmm. I then go to travel, AmericanExpress.com, AmericanExpressTravel.com. I think that's what it is. Google it, American Express Travel, okay. Google it. Okay. I go there, I log in with my American Express account number. I buy my flights using my American Express card.
Wow.
If the flight is a first class flight, which I fly mostly, I get 5 times the amount of points.
Get out.
Yes, 5 times.
That is awesome.
And wait, and
okay.
If it's a Delta flight, I still get my Delta points. So it's double points. I get my Delta points or my American points or my United points or whatever airline because they think I bought it with my American Express. So they give me points and American Express. The harvest is here and the time is now.
I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America giving financial advice. When you get my freedom package, you get the 21 days to financial freedom and how to start a home-based business. See you in class.
The harvest is here. The time is now. It is the season of the woman. It always is because James Brown said it, so don't blame me. He said, it's a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. So guess what? We are here, and fellas, we're not knocking you down. We're building you up. We're just making sure our stuff is tight so we can hold you up right, okay? My colleague, master financial coach, sorority sister, and friend, Virgie Bully, is here with us, and we are talking about the woman's financial checklist. Number one, you need another account. Don't hide it. It just needs to be another account with some money in it. And it's yours. Okay. You can tell everybody this is mine. You don't have to hide it though. I don't believe in that. Number two, keep some cash, $1,000, minimally $2,500, ideally. Some people say $5,000, $10,000. That's too much money for me to have sitting around. I need that money to be growing. That's just me. Assets for your prenup. And then number four, we talked about an American Express card. So yes, Virgie, the American Express. Yes.
I love it. I use my Southwest card like that, but it's just Southwest. But I remember maybe 5 years ago, I needed to change a flight on Southwest. I hadn't paid attention to points in literally like 10 years. Never thought about it. Another sorority sister was, we need to change our flight. She said, I'm going to use my points on my points. I went and looked at my points. They had 60,000 points.
Wow. You had about 10 free trips?
At least. And this trip was, we were pushing it to change it, and, you know, the price had gone up. But I used 20 of them, but it didn't cost me anything.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. It feels so good.
Yes, it does.
I realized I was getting the additional points at the anniversary date. And during the pandemic, I was really a day out from coming to see you in March a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
Experience follow-up, and I changed that flight into points. My goddaughter was graduating in May. I had already booked that trip. I went and went and changed those points, that flight into points. So points are popping.
Baby, points are popping. Now, the American Express that you need the Platinum American Express. Okay. You need the Business Platinum. And many people start out with the Gold or the Green card. They start out with the Green or the Gold. And then they upgrade to the Platinum after a year. And if you have an American Express and you pay it on time for a year, they will upgrade you to the Platinum at that time. I was able to get the Platinum card, I think, after a few months of having my Gold, but I also had other American Express cards. So when I travel, and as many people know, I travel a lot, or I used to before the pandemic, but now that the pandemic is, you know, I guess easing up, they don't talk about the virus on the news no more. Did it disappear? Like, what happened? I don't know.
The Ukraine took over. Yeah, they don't have the counter anymore, but yeah, all of that went away. The daily, here in Illinois, the daily news, it comes out, but you have to catch it. It's not like it used to be so prominent, but the virus didn't go nowhere, and I'm still wearing my mask. So
baby, I'm still wearing my mask. I still need you to stay over there.
I'm still practicing social distancing. Yes, I am.
Absolutely.
So yes. So I travel quite a bit, and so I also have a Delta Sky Miles American Express, and I also have a Marriott Bonvoy American Express. Let me explain why. When I travel, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to fly Delta. My first line of defense is to use my Platinum card if I have to pay for the flight myself, because I fly first class. I get 5 times the points, which ultimately means if I spend $700 on a flight, I'm going to get enough points in 3 months, because they give you the 5 times. It comes back in 90 days. If you buy a first class flight with your Platinum American Express, I basically get a free flight in 90 days.
Ooh.
Yep. Sure do.
That's awesome. That's
awesome. Yeah. So because
it's other people's money when you use a card.
That's other people's money. Yes. And because Light and I would travel a lot, and now we will be traveling again, and we have to travel with the team. We have security, we have an assistant, and so on and so forth. We used to get about $3,000 to $4,000 in free flights every single month. Every month. Because I knew how to use the Platinum American Express. And I knew how to leverage that card to my advantage. So
that's why we love you, because you tell us how to do it too.
Yep. So that's what we did. That's what we did with that. The harvest is here and the time is now. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Harvest is here. The time is now. It is the season of the woman. James Brown said it best. It's a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. And we are talking about the checklist that every woman needs. And number 4 on my list was an American Express, a Platinum American Express, if you can get up there. Because it just, there are so many benefits. Here's the other thing that happens with my Platinum American Express. When I go to the airport, because I believe in getting to the airport early, because you never know what's going to happen with traffic. And because I have to travel from California to go everywhere. And most of my flights are at least 5 hours. At least 5 hours for a flight. Girl, if you were leaving Atlanta and you were on a 5-hour flight from Atlanta, you could be in London. But no, me, I got to go to New York or D.C. and it's a 5-hour flight. So I get to the airport early because I can't afford to miss any flights. So because I get to the airport early, I like to go to the Delta Lounge. And I get into the Delta Lounge for free with my Platinum American Express. I have been out of the country and I have gotten into other international lounges, you know, at the airport for free with my American Express. So there are certain things that you could do. Now, if you have credit issues, don't worry. You can overcome your credit issues. If they gave me one, they'll give anybody one. Baby, I'm telling you right now. They will give anybody one if they gave me one. If you reestablish your credit and you get your credit scores up into the 700 area, maybe even the high sixes, if you because sometimes your credit score can be a little bit lower simply because you have higher balances. But American Express looks at all those things. If you have an excellent payment history, no public records, and so on and so forth, you can get one. And if you don't have one now, then find the card that can work for you. So there's another card that works like this, Virgie. It's the it's the Citibank Black Card. That card, now it accumulates miles on American Airlines. So you use that card and you will look in that thing and you will have 200,000 American Airlines points. If American Airlines is your preferred airline of choice, then Citi Black Card is something that could work for you. But the American Express is universal. You can use it for any airline, whatever it is, and whichever airline you pick when you pay for your flight, you get those points and your American Express points. So I just think, you know, we talked about spending less money, Virgie, get more money and get your money back. I think that you need to go get your points if you got them.
Absolutely. I mean, you just gave us some serious jewels right there about how to make your dollar stretch, reach, and recycle. Because who wouldn't want to fly first class upgrades? I mean, all of that is probably included.
We
are using these cards. We're paying all this interest in some cases. But you got to know how to read those, that fine print, because that's where all of what you just said is. It's in that
second. It's in the fine print.
It's in that flimsy little sheet of paper that comes with every card once you get the real card. But we, oh, I got the card. But we aren't utilizing all of the services that come with the card.
The harvest is here and the time is now.
I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America giving financial advice. When you get my freedom package, you get the 21 days to financial freedom and how to start a home-based business. See you in class.
The harvest is here and the time is now. It is the season of the woman. And I just have to say it all the time. I love it because James Brown said it's a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. And I think we can all agree on that. And we can still lift up the brothers. Okay. We're not leaving anybody behind, but we are talking about the checklist, the woman's financial checklist. And this really is a gender, you know, general checklist. I mean, I would tell the men, brothers, have another account. I would probably tell the guys, keep maybe $2,500 minimum in cash and $5,000 optimally, because, you know, men, y'all know how to fix cars and stuff. Y'all, you know, all that. Assets for your prenup, keep those things on a list and keep adding to that list. So that if you get engaged and you're ready to be married, you can have a sensible conversation early on and discuss it. An American Express, I think, is an essential thing on the checklist that you need. And then the other thing on the checklist, Virgie, is an estate plan. An estate plan. You walking around with no estate plan, you have to have an estate plan. And an estate plan is something that you must participate in intentionally. You actually have to do something. Your life insurance policies and the beneficiaries, that's not enough. Having a will and saying who gets the house if something happens to you, that's not enough. Putting together a list in your journal or telling your children or your nieces and nephews or whomever who you want to have what if you're no longer here, that's not enough. You must have an estate plan. And Virgie, not just so you can pass on things when you are gone, but you need an estate plan in place so that someone can take care of your affairs while you're here living. If you become incapacitated. So I think that that's, you know, one of the things for me, it gives me peace at night knowing that everything is taken care of. It's like, I can't even describe the feeling, but I remember being broke. I remember, you know, trying to put my life together, my finances together. And I knew people, sorors, who had an estate plan, and they just looked like they had so much swagger. They just looked cool, calm, confident, and collected. And so I think that's what that does. When you have an estate plan, you know what's going to happen to your assets, and you are in position for anything that happens.
You know, that's a conversation that we need to have with whomever we are dating before we even get to the marriage part. You got to know how this person, man, woman, nowadays, whoever your partner is, how are you going to cover each other? You know, we talked about, you know, GoFundMe is not an insurance plan, but I remember being told by a former employer that the likelihood of you becoming disabled in some way. You're more likely to become disabled than you are. Well, once you die, right? But if you become disabled in any way, physically, mentally, whether it's short term or long term, we need to have someone else that we trust be there for us in our time of need. I've been married twice. Each time, the next thing we did, if we didn't do it before we got married, we got life insurance. If we planned to stay together for the rest of our lives, then that's part of it. And we had those conversations early on, And I look at you side-eye if I can't have that conversation.
Ooh, you are preaching. The harvest is here and the time is now.
You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. I'm not sure.